We had a very green day across our grain markets to kick off the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. We had a very strong kickoff to the week across our markets, both on the livestock side and the grain side. And within our grain, that was mostly led by the soybean market. Again, and Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says,
yeah, nice market today, like you said, all the way around, a lot of green. I think when it comes to the grain, I think it was a little bit of a risk-on type trade. And that was probably in the livestock as well. Senate finally voting to reopen the government back up, or Congress, I should say. So I think market's feeling better. Stock market up, U.S. dollar down. Like you said, everything else green. So I think we did have a little bit of buying risk on.
Dwayne also points out that there's not really too much bullish news out there for soybeans, and that the market actually is kind of starting to get a little worried.
More of the trade talk is starting to get a little disappointed and worried. Is China really going to buy soybeans or not? Some talk out there that in the trade agreement they have with us, they'll buy soybeans as long as they're economical and of high quality. Well, economical can mean Brazil's cheaper, so sorry, we're buying from Brazil instead. But boy, this market just grinds higher. Been a lot of fun buying in the soybean market. I'm excited to get the commitment traders reports eventually again. I bet you see the funds have probably gone long 100,000 contracts here. So again, in all these markets, the fund movement is a real big deal. Like I said, they sold off on hogs, and I think they've been buying soybeans. Look how the charts look on both those commodities with the fund movement there.
And I know we keep mentioning this, but I think the market is pretty excited to get a WASDE report out on Friday.
Absolutely. I am too. Mm-hmm. I know. So yeah, we will get a U.S. report on Friday. Full report too. It's not like they came back and only got half the data. They said they've been collecting it all the way along. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the yield estimates. I hope they don't punt. I think soybean yield could be down as much as 2 bushels an acre. That would really put a dent in our supply here. Of course, the trade is talking about maybe they back off export demand there because China hasn't bought yet. So yeah, you're right. We got something to finally kind of talk about. Look forward to that report on Friday.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.